Okay. It's Saturday night. Well, it's Saturday afternoon. I don't know when I'm gonna post this. Probably Sunday or Monday. But I know a lot of you guys just got flaked on. You at home, you crying. On the bed crying, girl flaked on you. And I got a little bit of advice for you. What I need you to do tonight so this don't happen again, so a girl don't flake on you. I need you to watch a few more of my videos so you could do better next time. All right? So tonight, instead of crying, stop crying. Get you some tissue. Dry your eyes. It's okay. It's okay. There'll be another chick. It's all right. We're going to be better prepared next time. So we don't want you getting flaked on next time. We want you better prepared next time. So next time, I want you to know how to prevent that shit from happening. For tonight, we're going to make it a constructive night. We are going to watch some of my videos, go over some of my principles. And next time, you're going to be able to fuck these hoes to sleep instead of rubbing your balls. So make sure you watch those videos. Get your bottle of wine too. Don't be sitting at the house doing nothing, playing with your balls. At least you could drink some wine. Drink some wine and watch my videos. I got a lot of classic videos online. So you better watch them. That way you can fuck these hoes to sleep. All right? All right. Make it a constructive Saturday night. All right, talk to you guys later. All right, got a hot date at 8. It's like 7 o'clock right now, so just got through cleaning the crib up. Got the crib looking right. Guys, make sure you have your crib on point. Don't be tripping with the crib. Without the crib being on point, ain't shit gonna go right. Got the kitchen. Got the fucking living room on point. Chilling. Got my fish. See, my fish, they gotta approve. So any female that come in here, my fish, they have to get the approval of my fish. And see, if the bitch ain't looking right, they run away from the glass, all right? If I see that, if my fish run away from the glass, I get them bitches up out of here. Because, bitch, if you don't look good enough for my fish, then you know you ain't gonna look good enough for my friends. So you gotta at least meet my fish approval. So now, before I get ready to go out, I'ma goddamn come over here, get me some wine. See, I got the goose. I got the Belvedere. Got the goose, got the Ciroc, got the Cavassier, Chrome, got all that shit. But I'ma come down here to the wine. Damn, I need to dust this shit. I'ma dust that shit. I just seen that. But I'ma come down here to the wine and get me one of these. Well, all wine cheap to me. So one of the things is about $15. So Chardonnay right here. Give me a little glass of Chardonnay. Hopefully, this is my first date with this chick. Hopefully, I can bring her back to the crib. Y'all know what I tell y'all. Always ask. Always invite the girl back to your crib. Always invite a girl back to your crib. Shout out to my happy wife, happy life guys out there. I see y'all. What? Oh, you in the doghouse? Oh, shit, man. Sorry to hear that, man. Sorry to hear that. You in the dog? Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. But it's okay. But that's all right. I'm going to have a good time for y'all tonight. Because remember, happy wife, happy life, guys. But anyway, to my guys out there, as I hear fucking these hoes asleep, I'm going to get ready to freshen up in a minute. Then meet the girl at 8. I'll keep y'all posted on that. She come back to the crib. I'll let you know if not. But hey, we'll see. Talk to you guys later. All right, guys. Headed out here to the date. And one thing I need you guys to know when you're going to a date, you need to be in the right mindset. Okay. You need to put your game face on. So you need to make sure you're in your masculine frame. All right? So my whole mindset is, I'm going into this, you know, I'm always going into every date trying to fuck that date. You know what I'm saying? That's my mindset, you know. If you're going to the gym, every time you step into the gym, you need to be trying to set a PR, try to set a PR, thinking you can set a PR, you know. So I ain't going into this thinking like, okay, I just hope we have a good conversation. No, I'm thinking to myself, I want to fuck this motherfucker, all right? So make sure you ain't to your masculine mindset, your masculine frame. No goofy shit, no playing around bullshit, which is utmost. So that's very important. And going to it with the perfect mindset. It's a nice night out tonight in New York City. A lot of people out. Got the crib clean. Couple of things, you know, guys ask me a lot. So one thing you want to know is to make sure your conversation is on point. All right? Make sure your conversation is on point. You know, get her to talk as much as possible. Okay? The more she talk, the better. The less you talk, the more mysterious you seem. Get her to fucking talk. Ask her 1,000 fucking questions. All right? Just try to get to know her, get her talking. The less you talk, the better. The more mysterious you talk. Don't try to impress a motherfucker, you know. Don't try to impress a motherfucker. That's why I always do. Right now, we headed to a bar. I'm going to meet her at a bar. And And I'm walking around here. I drive, but I don't know if you guys know anything about New York, but parking in New York is crazy. So let me talk a little bit about the location. See, guys, one thing you got to do is you got to make sure you set the location up for the logistics assess. It's got to be somewhere close to your place, if possible. I purposely set the location about a 10-minute walk from my apartment. I did that on purpose because it's easy to say, hey, you want to go back for a drink? And I stay 10 minutes away, 10-minute walk away. If you stay 30 minutes away or some shit like that, shit ain't happening. So try to make sure that if you can, you try to set the shit up to where it's close by the crib. All right? Because if a lot of shit could change. So like say you having a good conversation and you stay 30 minutes away or some shit like that, it's a good chance that some shit could happen. You know, girls change, girls get, you know, girls' feelings change, they change their mind. So let's say you got it going real good at the fucking, let's say you got it going real good at the bar or whatever, got in the mood, and then you stay 30 minutes away, she could have a lot of second thoughts. So you want to make sure you try to have that shit close to your place as possible. You know, sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes the girl might not have a car or some shit like that. Or maybe she stay far away from you and y'all got to meet in the middle. But at the end of the day, if you can, try to get that shit as close to your apartment as possible so you can invite her back for a glass of wine. And that's always what I use, a fucking glass of wine. That's all you gotta say. A glass of wine and chill, kick back for a little bit. Make sure your place is clean, you know. And up here in New York, I'm in the city. So up here in the city, we can order seamless. So say she hasn't eaten. I'm taking her to we meeting at a shitty little bar. And so by us meeting at that shitty little bar means that the food is gonna suck, which means that I can say, hey, how about we go back to my place and have a glass of wine or order some seamless or something like that, you know. And that shit works pretty good, because more than likely she may have eaten, but the bar only offers chicken wings, so you know, some bullshit like that. So most girls ain't gonna want no fucking chicken wings. So you wanna offer her, she wanna come back and order some seamless if she hasn't eaten, and a glass of wine. All right. Now, if you stay somewhere where seamless not an option, then make sure you got some pizza or something like that in the refrigerator, to where y'all can warm up in the oven or something. Tell her you got some pizza in the fucking refrigerator. Make sure you got to plan all this shit out, man. Don't be just showing up on a date and you ain't got all this shit planned out. You got to think this shit out. You trying to get some ass, it ain't gonna just fall from the sky. You got to think this shit out. So put some fucking thought into it. So understand that most girls want to fuck anyway. All right, so just give them a fucking reason. It ain't fucking hard. They want to fuck anyway. So if I go in here and my game is on point, it's going to go down. It's just that simple. And now I always try to show up late for the date because I know women are notoriously late. So I personally try to show up 20 minutes late so I can make sure I ain't sitting there waiting on her motherfucking ass, because I know her ass gonna be fucking behind. And so I do that on purpose. Always show up late for the first date. That don't mean you show up, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes late, but, you know, 15 minutes late, something like that. Because I can all but guarantee you she's gonna be late. So always show up a little late. All right, I'll get with you guys later. Remember guys, one of the most important things, the logistics of sex. Write that shit down. Do whatever the fuck you gotta do, write that shit down. Make sure you try to get that shit as close to your crib as fucking possible. All right? And if you one of those guys that, like I was talking about earlier, that ain't got your own fucking crib, well, you got your mind on the wrong thing. You need to refocus your priorities. You need to start focusing on trying to get your crib. You trying to put the cart before the horse. So you got it backwards. All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Suck a little harder next time.
You gotta say what you want.
Hmm?
How am I supposed to know if you don't tell me what you want? I don't know. You have to tell me what you want.
Alright guys, up early in the morning. I had to get my dick sucked all night. I got my Sunday piece coming over in a minute. But guys, I got something important to show you guys. Always make sure, if you've been out busting nuts all night, make sure you replenish with some eggs to put that protein back in you. Very important, because when you're busting nuts in girls' mouths all night, you gotta put that shit back in you. And let me say this right here real quick. Man, listen here. If you a beta male, or you a guy just with some high ethics and you wanna be moral and shit like that, man, what the fuck is you doing on my channel? If you're looking for a wife and you want content, man, just get the fuck off my goddamn channel, all right? This is for guys who trying to fuck bitches to sleep. This ain't for some guy who trying to maintain some healthy relationship. So if you're a guy and you on my channel and you trying to figure out how to help maintain a healthy relationship, this ain't the fucking channel for you. There's plenty of channels out there with that bullshit. This channel ain't for that. This for guys who trying to build a fucking rotation. Don't be bringing your pussy ass over here trying to put your goddamn church boy going ass ways on us. We ain't with that bullshit. We okay being single and fucking plenty of bitches. Just because you need to get validation from one fucking woman, you do what you feel best, but don't come over here with that bullshit. I done said that shit over and over. This channel is not for guys who looking for a relationship. Take that shit on over somewhere else. All right, this is for guys who just trying to learn how to build a rotation, pump and dump bitches and throw them to the side. So don't be trying to come over here and, oh, he hurt. Bitch, I'm 6'4". I make over $250,000 a year, and I'm good looking. How the fuck I'm hurt, bitch? I can fuck your mom if I want to. How the fuck I'm hurt? Like I'm some fat broke dude that can't get bitches. Bitch, I'm always fucking 5-6 girls in the rotation. How the fuck I'm hurt, puss-ass motherfuckers? But anyway, like, if you one of those guys, man, just go on to unsubscribe and go somewhere else. I don't want to have to spend most of the fucking day deleting your comments and fucking blocking you off my fucking channel. Just save me some trouble and get the fuck on off my channel. But anyway, guys, like I said, make sure when you get up in the morning, you have some eggs. You know what I'm saying? You can't be depleting your body like that without putting them nutrients back in there. Very important. Because when you bust as many nuts as me, and you come in these bitches' mouths, you're going to need some motherfucking eggs to put that shit back in. Now, guys, another thing I want to talk about. Once I fuck a bitch, my pursuit is over. And what I mean by my pursuit is, I'll never initiate contact first anymore. If she never called no more, she never called no more. But this is one way how I get girls submissive. I make them start to pursue me. I done got what I want. So if you're a guy there, after you fuck a bitch, your pursuit is over. All right? You done got what you want. You're supposed to have other girls. So either she call you now or you'll never hear from her again. So that girl that sucked my dick all last night, either she called me again or she'll never hear from me again. My pursuit is over. That's the play away. All right? And she might not try to call. She might wait 2 weeks or whatever to see if you're going to really call her. But after I fuck or get my dicks up, my pursuit is over. So never call a girl after you fuck. Let her do all the pursuing. That's the dog way, baby. That's the play away. Never pursue a girl after you done fuck. Let her do it. Let her see how I feel. By her pursuing, guys, that puts her in the weak position. All right? That puts her in the weak position. That gives you the power. All right? That's why you want to let her do the pursuing. You got to do the pursuing up to you fuck. She ain't going to do it. But after you fuck, if you don't call a girl back after you fuck her, she probably gonna become obsessed with you because you essentially saying your sex wasn't even worth me calling you back. You understand what I'm saying? So even if she was not gonna see you again after sex, by you not pursuing her after sex, you just gonna make her feel worthless. And that's what this channel is all about. All right, so that's gonna make her feel worthless. So she'll probably start chasing or pursuing you for your validation because by you not calling her after sex, you're not validating her. For all you motherfuckers out there that want to love women and shit like that, yeah, you call her the next day, you pussy motherfuckers. I told you guys, this is alpha male strategy, not beta male strategy. You're going to learn that shit somewhere else. I don't want to have to spend most of my time blocking and deleting y'all ass. Okay, y'all ass over there to other dating channels with that bullshit. All right, guys, about to eat these eggs. I'll get back with y'all later.
Turn that around?
Yeah. Nice dress. I like that. You know, happy spending the day with your baby?
Why would you say that?